614 here on the Kaelion, kept with you live and local this hour with local music to go with the local news. Very live this hour because we got Kiva here in the studio. He's going to be at Last Friday's Art Walk next week Friday, playing at the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce, right?
Correct.
And he's also going to be playing at our reception in a couple of days on Thursday to celebrate the wrapping up of the Orange County Economic Development Summit, which you can hear on the Hill tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 7. Thank you so much for being here in the studio. That first song was great.
Thank you again.
So tell us about your journey, how you got started in music.
It's been a long time,
life, right?
It's a long one. It started many years ago in my teens, and was brought up with music all my life since I was a youngster. We turned a lot of vinyl. We had the old tube radios, and we listened to, especially my mother and I, we listened to all kinds of music. And I think that, you know, looking back, it didn't dawn on me to maybe, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years ago. You said, you know what? That's where it started.
Oh, yeah.
It was all the music that we listened to, anything and everything, you know, from soul, old soul music to the old rock and roll. You name it, Elvis Presley, you know, Conway Twitties, all of that. And you don't realize, but that's probably, it's in there. So what happened was, you know, when I was 17, started writing. Basically
awesome.
Started as a writer.
Was it just kind of a decision, conscious decision that you were going to start writing, or did songs just start appearing in your head?
I was in biology class, and it was so boring. I still have the original notebook where all of it began. I'm sure there were other things, but, I mean, officially that's where it started. I'm like, wow, this class is so boring. And anyway, I remember just started, you know, going in, what was in my head started going down on paper.
Awesome.
And I've been doing it ever since.
So that first song that you wrote in biology class, do you still have the notebook? You know, do you still play the song?
I have that notebook. Actually, it was just basically philosophy and just poetry and stuff like that. And I think it all just, it just kind of evolved into different branches to where when I first got my first acoustic guitar, which happens to be the one that I'm playing,
the one right now. Nice.
And I remember writing a song called Itty Bitty People. I'm going, really? And, you know, boy, times have changed. But, you know, it's still relevant today, even that first song, if you read the words and listen to it. But things moved on and just branched out to many other songs.
Awesome. So where has your journey taken you? How far?
Well, it's taken me to the point of being able, over the last 2 years, you know, there's a longer story, but there I had to basically endure many years of just being inside and getting out every now and then. Family.
Right,
and,
right.
And the kids grew up, and pretty much I kept the fire burning all these years and kept it working. To all of those, do not ever give up. Do not give up.
Yeah.
And you could be standing where I'm at. I'm still a work in progress, but if you don't give up, you don't lose.
Yeah.
You don't fail. And so that's why I look at what I was able to do, which was to keep things going musically, but I couldn't expand out and actually share it the way I wanted to. And now I'm doing that. I started a couple years ago. And I've accumulated so many songs over time. It's just I'm really having to catch the technical side of what I've got going on as an artist with the creative, because the songs just came and I've got a lot of finishing up with certain things, but I have a lot of material, which is great. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Do the songs keep coming? Because I know my problem is I've got those lists of projects and then the new ones come along
You hit the nail on the head.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened. And you think you're going to stop it?
Uh-huh.
Don't even try.
Just go.
Just do the best you can. Some of them get finished. Some of them get put to the side, and if you're structured enough with all of this, which it's very complex, if you're structured enough, you know what, you get enough done to be able to have something to work with, and some of them may never finish up, and that's okay.
So the song that you just played, Get Up On Your Wave, how old is that song?
I thought you were going to ask me that. Well, here's the story within the story on that one.
That is
an old song. Do you know that song is probably, the beginning of that song was written 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
30 years ago, but what happened was, because it was suggested to me by someone that I didn't list at the moment, but then I thought about it, maybe the next day I woke up and go, you know what, he's got a point. And I took that song, Get Up On Your Way, and pretty much just undressed it, if that makes any sense,
right,
and put some new modern clothes on that bad boy and go, wow, it's new.
Yeah.
So the nucleus, the spirit of that song, and it's really a good point. I mean, it's really a great realization that you can do that. So, you know, the old saying about some songs are timeless, and a lot of things are timeless. Well, there was something old-fashioned in the wrapper, but once you wrapped it up in something new, I mean, it just fit. I knew it immediately. It was so cool.
Speaking with Kiva, again, going to be playing at the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce a week and a half from now at Last Friday's Art Walk in Hillsborough. We'll be playing a reception at Red Eye in a couple of days for the Orange County Economic Development Summit. But if you're listening out there and you want to catch him live, mark your calendars for Last Friday's Art Walk in Hillsborough. So you're playing in Hillsborough a couple of times in the next week and a half. Where else have you played?
I'll actually have a show this Saturday. We'll be in Roxborough. It's called
Nice.
Southern Treasures.
Yeah,
it's about a 3 to 4 hour tour for me. Woo. I played 3 or 4 hours. Now what you're hearing here on the radio show is some acoustic stuff. Mm-hmm. I would have brought mine, which I could have, but I didn't know the setup. I'm doing a kind of a modern, what you'll be hearing is a modern blues and modern jazz soul music, which is very interesting and very guitar oriented. It's a cool, really, really cool stuff.
Awesome.
I mean, this is great music that we're playing today. I love this. This is really my folk stuff, really the bare bones music, if you will. And it's awesome in its own right. But what you'll be hearing at the Commerce will be a jazz blues kind of thing. And it's really, really smooth.
Love it.
Yeah.
So let's hear another song now.
Sure.
What are we going to hear next?
I'm going to play a song called... Can't Quite Kick.
All right. This is Kiva.
Can't quite kick what's in your head. I ain't got time to deal with it, but by and large you've seen it all, and in your mind you had enough. Visions come and visions go. Well, I'm sure you've seen them somewhere else before. I'm not here to make your life. The wind is calling, I'll leave you now. Been up and down, been high so low. But times have changed and now we know. Trust. Light the darkness in your soul. Oh, 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 oh. Why would you question? Question what you're saying. Why would the world give a damn anyway? It's in such a day. I tried so many times to get it right. Forgot what I was trying to change. Emotional sensations get caught up in the maze. Think it's time to put the cards on the table. Get rid of the fairy tale feather. The fixation on what is right is driving us out of our minds. Out of our minds. Been up and down, been high so low. But times have changed and now we know. Trust the wind, just let it blow. Like
listening to Kiva live and local here on the Hill. Going to be back with a whole lot more coming up on the other side of the break, 626. Stay with us.